Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, March the 13th, 2008. In the West Bank, one Palestinian injured while Israeli troops kidnap 13. In Gaza, Palestinian resistance shell nearby Israeli areas. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Al-Quds Brigade, the armed wing of Islamic Jihad, issued a press statement saying they fired 15 homemade Qassam shells from Gaza at nearby Israeli territory on Wednesday night and Thursday dawn. The brigade said the firing of homemade shells was in response to the Israeli assassination of 5 resistance fighters in the West Bank on Wednesday. Undercover Israeli troops killed 4 Palestinian resistance fighters on Wednesday night in the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem, 3 of whom were from Islamic Jihad. In Gaza, unknown gunmen attacked and destroyed an internet coffee shop located in downtown Gaza City on Thursday morning. Witnesses said that gunmen broke into the Al Jazeera coffee shop, then planted a homemade bomb. The front door windows, computers, were all destroyed. Palestinian sources reported that one civilian was injured in the West Bank city of Jericho on Thursday. Soliman Abu Dahok, 34, was injured after a landmine left by the Israeli army exploded near him. Medical sources said the man sustained moderate wounds to his legs. He was moved to the local hospital in Jericho City. In the northern part of the West Bank, the Israeli army invaded Nablus City and nearby refugee camps. They kidnapped 13 Palestinian civilians on Thursday at dawn. Local sources said that the soldiers searched and ransacked homes in Nablus City, the nearby El Ain refugee camp and Ashka refugee camp. Troops left at around 8 a.m. and took with them 13 civilians to unknown locations. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Conscience Londres and Ghassan Benora.